is you're dealing with 75-ohm coax, as broadcast is pretty much all 50-ohm.
Yeah, roger that, man. Oh, dude, when I first got into ham radio like 4 or 5 years ago, and I had rolls and rolls and rolls of 1-inch cable and 8-6, you know, 1-inch, everything from, you know, RG11, which I guess you would, I don't know, like an LMR 400-ish, and all the way up to 1-inch or inch or 1125 cable. And I was like, ooh, yeah. And then I was like, oh, no, 75, 50 ohm, not going to happen. Because that coax gets pricey when you start messing with LMR 600 and 400 and stuff, if you need that, which you really don't always need, depending on how high you're going, I guess.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now, stuff I never work with anymore, I used to when I was in TV, it was the waveguide stuff, but now maybe you see some waveguide stuff, but I don't. Not an AM, FM broadcast. I never work with waveguide. Nothing over, you know, your normal studio transmitter links are 950 megahertz. But that's the highest stuff that I work with. So, and that's still using coax, so I never see any waveguide type stuff with what I do.
Yeah, that's interesting. And like with the fiber, it's all changing so fast. And you know, they're doing fiber to the homes now and stuff to try to eliminate the coax. But you know, bandwidth was always an issue. But you know, before digital was the big thing, you know, the analog, they were always crammed for space because every analog channel was 6 megahertz wide, so you're only fitting so many of those in a, you know, in a 550 megahertz system before you're out of space. And then when digital started coming around with compression and everything, you know, you can get 6 channels in, and then next thing you know, you can get 12 channels in the 6 megahertz space, and it evolved so fast. But you know, with that, there's challenges too, but. The fiber optics is just ridiculous all the way around. You know, you can go 20, 30 miles and with a 1 dB DVMV laser at the head end and still have signal at the node 20-something miles away. You know, it's pretty interesting. That fiber is no joke, but, you know, those frequencies are up in the 15, 50 nanometers and crazy stuff like that. So, you know, that's like, well, it's a laser, so there you go.
That's something I never had to mess with, was fiber. I did when I was at the TV station, but, yeah, I did years ago, but I never had to, you know, learn how to splice it or, you know, or put launchers or anything like that on there. So I never had to mess with that. But, yeah, there's, you know, having to lap that surface on the end of that fiber cables and stuff. I never had to get into any of that stuff. Went on a few seminars for that, but that's about the extent of it. So, but yeah, that's cool. I hope I catch up with you again. It'd be nice if there were some more hams in your area that would get on the Velpo machine. Things have kind of slacked off here a bit. I think, and I'm going to look, but it's possible we might be linked up into the Grand Rapids repeater and some other repeaters up in Michigan.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Yeah, I'm going to keep, like I said, I'm going to monitor more, and I'm going to have my group of guys start getting more on this, on these 220s and stuff, because, you know, changing it up here and there is fun, and you start meeting other people in different fields like yours and stuff, and that makes things interesting. I mean, I don't mind talking to my same guys, you know, that's fine, but branching out is definitely awesome. And, yeah, it's good timing, man, and I really appreciate you coming back to me. I'll definitely keep this in my rotation here, and I'm about to pick up my daughter from her volleyball practice now, so, yeah. I'll definitely get with my buddies here, and maybe we can get some roundtables going and talk about you know how ham radio goes, whatever comes up.
Oh, yeah, it's an awesome service. I try to think of it as a service. At least that's what the, you know, the rules and regulations still call it a service. I just hope they don't deregulate it out of existence. I hope they don't drop these testing requirements and stuff, because there's enough riffraff as it is on the HF bands without having to invite people in that never had to go through any disciplinary actions, you know, as like going and having to learn stuff and take a test. So that concerns me a little bit. So right now, I guess the FCC is currently looking for input in the form of letters that, or, you know, emails that, you know, as in response to their looking at further regulation. So that's something to keep in mind. Hey, 73, again, I got your suffixes, or like 9QGP, but the first part, I think it was, what, is it KC9, or is it like KD9, I forget.
Yeah, it's KD9QGP, Kilo Delta 9, Quebec, Golf Papa. And yes, it's a very interesting call sign, I know. So, yeah, right. Yeah, if you write it down, I'm good on QRZ for emails or anything like that. And, yeah, but I'll definitely monitor this, man, and I appreciate you talking to me here. And what was your call sign again, so I can write it down? I actually have a pen. I can't believe it. I'm ready when you are.
I'm good in QRC as well, so, yeah, I know. I have to write everything down. Okay, very good. KD9QGP, I know you have the sign. This is WB9YPA, Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha. Name is Mike, 73 to you, and catch you down the coax, as they say. See you later.
WB9YPA, Mike. Gotcha, brother, from KD9QGP. Sounds good. I will catch up soon, and hope to talk to you soon here. 73, my friend.
73.